So often I remind the girls in my Sunday school class on Sundays that we should always stay close to the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those four books show us how Jesus lived on earth. And in those books is really the answer for how we should live in every situation in our daily lives. Last week I spoke about John 5, the man healed at the pool of Bethesda. Bethesda means place of mercy. I wanted to bring out a few more details about that story. First of all, Jesus came up to that man intentionally, but he did not call him by name, or it was not recorded in the Bible at least. If you want to do a great Bible study, study the small stories throughout the Old and New Testament in which the character is not named. I love this because to me, that shows us that Jesus could do those things for us. There are so many small stories in the Bible where something great happened to someone and their name is not mentioned. I feel like the Lord is showing us, I'm not telling you their name because I want you to see my glory. This is something I would do for anyone. I would do this for you. And so the man has no name mentioned in the Bible. Secondly, and I love this, Jesus had such great people skills. He came up to the man and asked him a question. Wilt thou be healed? Now, of course, the man had been lame for 38 years, and that's why he was laying there. He was hoping to be healed. That was his intense desire. I'm sure that's what he thought about every single day. But so many times in the Gospels, Jesus asked a question instead of just giving an answer. And this is a wonderful thing. The verse even says he knew that the man had been there lame a long time. Jesus came up to the man knowing everything about him. But he came up to him with a question. Oftentimes when he was being tricked or trying to be tricked by the scribes and Pharisees and the lawyers, he would answer by asking a question. In our relationships, I'm thinking of a mom with kids, maybe a boss with fellow employees, people in our community, people that you interact with every day. To take a step back and to ask a question is sometimes so appropriate. Now, we know the details. Ladies, you know the bedroom's dirty. You know your child's bed's not made. You know they haven't finished their breakfast. You know they're getting a bad grade at school. You know all of the sordid details of what's needing to be discussed. But if we can slowly, humbly start off our conversations by simple, non-invasive, non-pressured questions. This is such a great way that Jesus deals with people. He asks them questions. And I find it so intriguing because he was God and he knew all the answers, yet still he asked questions. I believe that great leaders treat people this way. They ask questions. They want to know more. They don't come at a situation as a bull in a china shop. I know everything, and I'm just going to tell you three ways from Sunday how it all needs to be done. They come gently, humbly, asking questions. And so often, Jesus came up to people and asked them questions. I just think that shows another side of his humility. Often, if you're the one with the most knowledge in a situation, it's best to be the one with the most humility in that situation. Just a thought for this week. Ladies, let's walk in love. Loving God through loving others. Have a great week.